mevorach. First you're supposed to make the whole hamoitzi. V'yachat kach betzei, and then you cut the bread. There's an Indian always to make the bracha on a shalim, a whole piece of a whole piece of challah. Allah has brought down who would if you have even a piece. If you have, let's say, two pieces of bread in front of you, and one is sliced in half, and one is a whole piece of bread, there's an Indian to make the bracha on the whole piece. So you're supposed to make the bracha on this piece, and make the whole bracha, and then cut it. V'yachat kach betzei. So the Gemara, Nadoi Yavdik Reb Chiya, Nadoi Yitzlok Reb Chiya, that used to make the bracha, and B'shas, making the bracha, they would cut the bread. Rabbanan Avdik Rabba, but the Rabbanan did like Rabba, that means first they made the whole Hamaitzi, and then they cut the bread. Omer Ravina, Omer Li Ein. The Ravina said, my mother told me, Avok, that means his father, Ovid Reb Chiya, did like Reb Chiya. The Omer Reb Chiya, Tzara Shatich LaBrach Im Apat. He held, you're supposed to make the bracha and cut the bread while you're making the bracha. Because he holds there'll be too much of a hefstick in between. If you make the whole bracha first and then go to cut it, there's a hefstick between the bracha and the eating. Therefore, b'chiyas svar is, I've had to start making the bracha when it's shalom. But while you're making the bracha, cut it, because when you finish, you'll be able to eat right away. It was at the Gemara of Rabbanan though, Avdik Rava. The Rabbanan did like Rava, that's first they made the whole hamoitzi, and then they sliced the bread. So the Gemara of Hilchos Kerava, the Locher is like Rava. The Yoma Mevorech V'yachakas Betzaya. That we hold you're supposed to make the whole Hamoitzi when the bread is still shalom. And after you finish the Moitzi, then you cut it. So Tezit speaks out that there's a minig of Hanan Shabbos, some people, before they make the Moitzi, usually make a lulav of a slice. Like you cut a little bit, so the pshat is that you cut a little bit, but the bread is still shalom. You could pick it up on both sides of it. It's still called whole bread. But the mile of cutting a little bit is that when you finish making the maitzi, you won't have to have such a big hefsig. Like wait so long, you made the maitzi, now you first have to start cutting it and then eating it. It takes time. So they say, Mamayit, in the time, some the minig is to make a little cut before, then you make the maitzi, then you finish cutting. So that's the minig, as I always hold the minig is that's very hard, because you start looking for that place, you start to cut, you waste more time that way. You could either make a new cut anyway. So I call upon the best way is to make the whole hamoitzi first, and then you start cutting. Right. Itma. You have in front of you a piece of bread, and you have a shalom, a whole challah in front of you. Omer Rav Huna, Mevorach Alav Tzisim. Rav Huna holds, and this is vayta, in the case where you can eat both of them. Avad, if you're only going to eat one, so pshit to just make the bracha what you're going to eat. Here it's a question with both in front of you, when you're going to eat both. So now, which is more chashuv to make the bracha on? So if Huna says you can do whichever one you want. Mevorach Alav Tzisim, even on the broken piece, or poiter es ha-shleimim. You make the moitzi on the broken one, and that part is the shalom. We have Yechanan Amar, no, we hold like a Yechanan, Amar Shleima Mitzvah Min HaMukha. The Mitzvah Min HaMukha to make the bracha on the shalom on a whole piece of bread, on a whole buklich. There's an Indian to make the Moitzi on. Even though the piece is much bigger, and the smaller one is shalom, there's a mile of Shleima. Shleima Mitzvah Min HaMukha. Avop, yeah. So to Rashi? No. If you want to, you can make the bracha on the cut piece. In the case where the broken one is bigger, then tzarach lavarach aleihem. As according to Rav Huna, there's no maila b'sholim. So maila, if you have a bigger piece, it's more covered to make the maitzah on a bigger piece of bread. So where the psisim, the cut pieces, are bigger, Rav Huna holds you should make the bracha on the cut pieces. But Allah, we hold like Rav Yechon, it says, no. Shleimas mitzvah namuvcha. We have two pieces in front of you. One is a whole piece, even though it's smaller, still make the bracha on the shalom. Zot Gemara. Avo prusa shochitin. Let's say you have a piece of bread from a wheat bread. Ushleimah min asarim. And the whole bread, the whole challah is made out of barley. Then divrei hakam mevorach ala prusa shochitin o koises shleimah. Shol sarim. Then Avad, you should make the bracha on the cut piece of bread, since it's made from chitim, because chitim is more chashiv than serum than barley. His wheat bread is more chashiv than barley bread. And Avad, the wheat bread is more chashiv than rye bread. But our rye bread is not really rye bread. Our rye bread is, I think, 80% still wheat flour. It just has a little bit, 20% maybe rye in it. So it would still be called like wheat bread. But look, so you have one piece of challah, and you'd have a whole cornbread or a whole rye bread just made out of rye, then you would make the bracha on the psisim, on the cut piece. Because chitim, wheat, is more chashiv than barley. And avad, the wheat is more chashiv than the other ones, rye and oats. Kippur. This machlokes, it's Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, whether you have a cut piece of bread or a whole piece of bread, which one should make the bracha on? He wants that some machlokes tanoim, who we hold like. What's the machlokes? Kitanoi, tormin botzel cotton sholem avoloi chati botzel godl. Shalom, when you want to give truma, you have a lot of onions. You want to take out one onion to give to the kohen. So the first one he holds. Take out a small onion, a beard sholem, a whole full onion, take out even though it's small, and not take a half of a big one. Even though the half is much bigger than the small one, still sholem is a milah. Always take the sholem, give that first. And there's an Indian by truma to give the nicest one to the kohen. He holds no, even though it's cut, but since it's bigger, it's better, give the bigger one. You see, this is the machlokes. What's more chashiv? Is a sholem a whole one chashiv, or is a cut one a chashiv? But more my labokim if lugi. The masav a chashiv odis. The mouth is bigger. That's chashiv. Or masav a sholem odis. But Tanakama says no. Since the small onion, but be it sholem, it's whole. That's more chashiv. The same machlokes that we buy hilchos brachis. You have a piece of bread, a big slice of a big slice, or a small whole bread, which is odis. Will be this machlokes. So Gemara not could be not only. So Gemara hey chadika koyin, when you have a koyin in front of you that you're going to be married for truma now and give it right away to the koyin, is kula yamalei pligi the chashiv odis avada the chashiv is more better. Ki pligi the leka koyin. Where's the machlekes where there's no koyin here? The tanan komokim sheish koyin, wherever you have a koyin there, turim in a yofa avada, give him the yofa, give him the nice one. The chomokim shein koyim, wherever koyim is not there, then turim mina miskayim. There's an Indian to give truma for something that's miskayim that will stay, because you don't have a koyim right now. You're gonna have to wait a week or two till you meet up with a koyim. So if you take it, something's gonna run away. By the time you give it to him, it's gonna be run. So then there's an Indian to take off truma from a davar miskayim. We have yudu aymen. No, ain't turim mila mina yofa. Still, even though the koyim is not here, still you could give from a yofa. So it's a new svara by truma, what's better to give, but it doesn't have to do with our shalom between a bracha on a sholem or on a cut piece. See Rashi? Rashi, b'makim sheyesh koyin v'noitzel loy miyad, give it to him right away. B'makim shein koyin, then sorach liyisrael shasniyenu. If you don't have a koyin around where you live, you have to hold on to the truma until you're going to find a koyin. At sheyimtze koyin lutnu loy. V'chatzi botz loy miskayim, and a half of an onion doesn't stay so fresh. So this was Ninya to give an onion sholim. So the chur is still a stira though. According to this Gemara here now, when you have a kain in front of you, what do you give to him? You give him the more chashiv, the bigger one. So chur is still, you see, a bigger piece is more chashiv than a sholim piece. So Tay speaks out here. The middle place is kol heicha dika kain kliyama pligu chashiv adit. And the heed le'el come up ceasing the veilim, u'shleim katanim v'vorach ala shleimim. Even though here by Huchas Brachas we say it's better to make the bracha on the sholem, haynu dalke le'brocha. That's only a svar on brocha. Le'yichpas le'ishi yivorach begodol, delam yivorach begodol, hayo v'yeno nokim is there. It's not any better than this one. Shal ha'yigurus here. Avagab v'nissim le'koyenikin ha'kusad, yitin le'y ha'god la'chosh etfei t'nichalei. They're saying there's a svara here that by a kohen, what does he want better? The metzias, he would rather have a bigger piece. I enjoy to have longer from it. Because if I have it more, I'd rather the kohen would like to have a bigger piece. My shenkin, my hilchos bracha is not telling how much you can have, because you have as much as you want in front of you. It's a shal of what the bracha should be chal on. There we hold the svara sholem is a chshivas. Even though Mitzchil the Gemara wants to make a tushtel, but the maskonah is that there's no tushtel. What he gives to a kohen is a svar what the kohen wants better. The kohen wants more. He's right there. He'd rather have a bigger piece. Mashenki for broche, that's a svar of what's the more chashiv the chetzer. What's more chashiv? That we still hold sholem. The thing is whole. That's more. That's better. That's where we hold the ikar adin that a small piece, a big piece, and a whole piece of a whole small. The sholem is odd. So the Gemara though, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok of Yirei Shemayim, somebody wants to be Machmet Yirei Shemayim, Yoytzi Dei Shneim. He should be Yoytzi both Shittis, both Rav Huna that says make the bracha on the Psitzim, on the cut, and both Rav Yechon says make the bracha on the Sholem. How do you do it? We'll soon see Imani. Who is this? That's Yesabel Shittis. Ma Bred Ravina. Why the Ma Bred Ravina? Meniach Prusa Batech HaShleima. When he had these two pieces in front of him, he used to hold both in his hand. He would hold the Sholem, and this big slice he would also put underneath it. His Meniach Prusa, put the big slice, Batech HaShleima, under the Sholem. Ubatzeya. And he made the bracha on both, and he's Batzeya. So what was he Batzeya from? Rashi learns, Rashi Yotzi de Shneim, Yidei Machlekes Sharafun of Rabbi Yechnin. The old Yerei Shemaim should be Yotzi both Shittis, that he takes the big slice and the Sholem together. Rashi Meniach Prusa Tachas Hashleima, V'Nintzu Shteim B'Yod, he's holding both of them, B'Shas he's making the bracha. Ubatzeya, which one does he cut from? That Rashi Oim Shteim, either he cuts from both of them, Oim Min Hashleima, or else he cuts from the Sholem. Because Mikir Adin, we hold the Sholem, that's the Maila. Now we yaitzi deshneim, we're also yaitzi rafuni shita to hold the big slice in your hand. But the ikar halacha is just to hold the shalom. Let's say you can't hold, for some reason you can't hold two in your hand. Or rather you should make the might of ikar on the shalom, on the whole piece. So if you could hold both pieces, you should be yaitzi deshneim. Amara toni tona kaimed rav nachum rav yitzchok. Also, meniach haprusi, take the big slice, v'teich hashleim, under the whole piece of bread. Ubatzeya, and you cut. Omavarach, and he makes a bracha. Omalei, mashemech, yes, and what's your name? Omalei Shalman, my name is Shalman. Omalei Sholomato, Yesholin, Bishalma Mishnasecha. And your learning is also like Sholom, like peaceful. Shesamta Sholom Benatamidim. That you're making Sholom between this machlekes, Rapun, and Rav Yechinin. Like you're doing right, like both sheet it together. It's a machlekes, you have a big slice and a whole piece of bread. Which one is odif? Rav Huna says make on the big slice, and Rav Yechinin says make on the sholem, and he did like both. Omer Rav Papa, and Allah has brought an os like that. The Metchidli should make a bracha on both of them. But right, it is only when you have da'at to eat from both of them, and they're both the same min, they're both from wheat. Omer Rav Papa, Hakel Moedim B'Pesach, B'Pesach B'Nayat, what do we make the moitzi on? Sher Meniach Prusa B'Tzeich HaShleima. You're supposed to be shashu, make the moitzi, hold the half of the matzah with the sholei matzah. Ubetzeya. You make like you cut from both of them, you make the moitzi on both of them. My timer, lechemoni ksiv. Because Pesach B'nai is supposed to have lechemoni, said Rashi, vedak v'shaloni beprusa. How does an oni usually eat? He usually eats a prusa, a piece of bread. Lefidach tzarech sheyiro kebetzeya min aprusa. You have to look as if you're cutting from the prusa. That's why the Pesach B'nai, we make the mitzvah, we hold both, the Sholem and the Prusa. So the mitzvah we do is, we hold those, we make the mitzvah, we hold all three. Because then you have to have Lechem Mishnah for the mitzvah. When it comes to make Allah Chilas Matzah, we put down the bottom one, and then we hold just the top two. Amarab Abba, Uvish Shabbos Chayiv Odim Liftsoy Ashte Kikros. On Shabbos, you have to make the moitzi on two pieces of bread, two sholem, two whole chalis. My timer, lechem mishnah ksid. The terrace of lechem mishnah, a double lechem. Om Rabashi, chazimilev Rav Kana, did not get tarti, hitaka held two chalis in his hand, or betzei achoda, but he only cut from one. That's usually our minig, but we only slice one. The groh, Meister Rav Nagurin, the groh was used to cut from both chalis. The Chur of Nizgmur is mash, what you have to do, just put say a chodah, you cut from one chalit. Rab Zeiro, heavy botso, akuli shirusa. When he cut the slice of bread, he cut off a nice big slice to eat, enough to eat for the whole meal. Trashi akuli shirusa, prusik verily, cut a nice big size challah, slice of challah, shoyedelo, lechola suda b'shabbos, not for the whole suda on Shabbos. Omle Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, "Because Mischazik Rav Sanusa, you're taking such a big piece. It looks like a Rav Sanusa, like a Chazna. It's too big to have such a big piece in front of you." Omle, he answered back, "Kivon bechol yoyma loikovet halachi. Since ever in the middle of the week there, I don't take such a big slice. I'm going to take a small slice of bread. Read the COVID, but only on Shabbos. I take such a big slice, like Mischazik Rav Sanusa. It's not nearer like I'm Stama Fresa, no, it's nearer as COVID Shabbos. COVID Shabbos, I'll take like a double portion for Shabbos. That's COVID Shabbos. Eat nice, and a lot on Shabbos is COVID Shabbos." But Ravami Ravasi, ki havi misrami l'rifta the Aruva. Whenever they used to make an Erev, either an Erev Chateras, or else an Erev Erev Tavshilin, so he used to use a matzah for it, is Mavorach in Aleha Moitzi Lechem Menorahs. one of the sudas on Shabbos, they would use it to make the moitzi with it on Shabbos. Amri hoyel yisabed be mitzvah chodo. Since I did one mitzvah with this matzah, with this challah, I made an erev with this matzah. There's never be mitzvah achritis. Then you need to use it to do another mitzvah with it. So Rashi learns rifta de ruba sheir boi esma ruvi chaseris. You made an erev chaseris on erev Shabbos. The halacha is, as long as you have the matzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it's already matzah the whole Shabbos. So you're allowed to eat the matzah in the middle of Shabbos. Even though now in the middle of Shabbos the matzah is not here, it doesn't make a difference. Once at the beginning of Shabbos, the hetter ruv chaseris was chal, so you're allowed to eat the matzah even if it's not here. And some learned it's talking about the ruv tashilin. That's what you should do usually. It'll come a yontif, and then it comes out a Friday, then a yontif's Friday, then Shabbos, you make an erev tashil, then you usually eat that matzah for shalashodis to use it for one of the chemishnas. Omarat, tel baruch. Tell Baruch, ain't it Sarach Lavorach? If somebody already made a moitzi lechem in Or.